Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
I will say, I am proud to be the only person of color who's going to be on that stage.
Today's the deadline to qualify for this month's Democratic debate, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang met the mark just days ago. California Senator Kamala Harris, the only black woman to run, dropped out of the race last week, though she had been slated to participate.
I'm just going to say it plain. It is a problem that we now have an overall campaign for the 2020 presidency that has more billionaires in it than black people.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, reflecting on Harris's departure from the race.
It is a problem when an immensely qualified, widely supported, truly accomplished black woman running to lead the party, a party that is significantly empowered by black women voters, didn't have the resources that she needed to continue here to Iowa.
Without Harris, just seven candidates will take the debate stage, all of them white except Yang. For former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, who was not even close to qualifying, the prospect of an almost all-white debate raised questions about the order of state primaries. Supporters of Iowa and New Hampshire's, quote, first-in-the-nation status, unquote, say their retail politics or one-on-one community interactions are important. But others think the relative lack of diversity in those states is a problem.
I'm not interested in changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game. I think that that's unfair to the people that are already there, the candidates. What I am interested in, though, is changing for the future.
Castro says the Democratic National Committee should put together a task force assessing the primary order and make changes as necessary. The Center for Popular Democracy's Jennifer Epps Addison agrees.
The way we set up the primaries is to essentially weed out the field of candidates that folks in Iowa and New Hampshire don't feel represent them, even if those candidates better represent the vast majority of the Democratic base.
But many Iowans, including political party leadership, disagree. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman and Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price co-authored an op-ed in the Cedar Rapids Gazette recently, saying Iowa's retail politics allow, quote, the future president to connect with Americans in a way few primaries can, unquote. The Iowa State Legislature's Democratic Black Caucus has also come out in favor of Iowa remaining first. Here's its chair, State Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad, who says changing the caucuses would be missing the point.
What stops Latinos from voting isn't the caucus, it's gerrymandering. What's stopping the blacks and Latinos from voting isn't the caucus, it's racism. And so you have other cities, other states that are predominantly people of color that can't elect officials of color because of those issues. So changing the caucus isn't going to resolve the issue.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.